The Englishman once read me something from a book. Love is so small, it can tear itself through the eye of a needle. He leans to his side away from her, his face stopping a few inches from a rain puddle. A boy and a girl. While the sapper unearthed the motorcycle from under the tarpaulin, Caravaggio leaned forward on the parapet, his chin against his forearm. Then he felt he couldn't bear the mood of the house and walked away. He wasn't there when the sapper gunned the motorbike to life and sat on it while it half bucked, alive under him, and Hannah stood nearby. Sing touched her arm and let the machine roll away down the slope, and only then revved it to life. Halfway down the path to the gate, Caravaggio was waiting for him, carrying the gun. He didn't even lift it formally towards the motorbike when the boy slowed down, as Caravaggio walked into his path. Caravaggio came up to him and put his arms around him. A great hug. The sapper felt the stubble against his chin for the first time. He felt drawn in, gathered into the muscles. "I shall have to learn how to miss you," Caravaggio said. The boy pulled away and Caravaggio walked back to the house. The villa drifts in darkness. In the hallway by the English patient's bedroom, the last candle burns, still alive in the night. Whenever he opens his eyes out of sleep, he sees the old wavering yellow light. For him now, the world is without sound, and even light seems an unneeded thing. He will tell the girl in the morning he wants no candle flame to accompany him while he sleeps. Around 3 a.m. he feels a presence in the room. He sees, for a pulse of a moment, a figure at the foot of his bed, against the wall or painted onto it perhaps, not quite discernible in the darkness of foliage beyond the candlelight. He mutters something he had wanted to say, but there is silence, and the slight brown figure, which could be just a night shadow, does not move. A poplar. A man with plumes. A swimming figure. And he would not be so lucky, he thinks, to speak to the young sapper again. He stays awake in any case this night, to see if the figure moves towards him. Ignoring the tablet that brings painlessness, he will remain awake till the light dies out and the smell of candle smoke drifts into his room and into the girl's room farther down the hall. If the figure turns around, there will be paint on his back where he slammed in grief against the mural of trees. When the candle dies out, he will be able to see this. His hand reaches out slowly and touches his book and returns to his dark chest. Nothing else moves in the room.